Welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News from Monday, November 27th, 2023. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me today. I have truly the biggest announcement in the history of my company to share with you today, plus some other important breaking news and an interview. So let me just kind of give you a table of contents of what's coming up, because this is all a big deal, what's happening here today. Oh my goodness. Okay. The announcement that I have to make, I'm going to append that. I'm going to insert that into this broadcast, but it'll also post separately. The announcement is, it is a big deal. We couldn't have done it without your help. And frankly, we couldn't have done it without literally thousands of people in the open source LLM community, which means large language models community. I'll just give you the brief synopsis here, and then I'll explain this more later. But we are announcing today that we are building the world's largest natural language processing system, i.e. an AI chatbot based on large language models augmented with our extensive knowledge base of natural health information, nutrients, herbs, foods, superfoods, detox, prevention, all of it. We're going to have the world's largest and most specialized natural health chatbot that you can download and run locally on your own computer completely free of charge without even using an internet connection. And this will all be released, I believe, within 120 days. So by the end of March 2024 is the target date to release this. It will run on PCs, Macs, and Linux systems. And it uses the current advancements in AI systems combined with my 15 years of language tokenization and parsing of natural health content, including from books and PubMed articles and so on, which I will explain more in detail. The bottom line is you're going to have an amazing resource at your fingertips, literally free of charge, in about 120 days, something that will revolutionize human knowledge and the democratization of knowledge about health, nutrition, disease prevention, and so on. And importantly, this is exactly what Google does not want you to have, which is why Google is a disinformation search engine. Google is an anti-knowledge system designed to separate humans from knowledge, which is why they won't tell you anything about what nutrients do or how herbs work or what might prevent, you know, COVID, for example, or how zinc can work with, let's say, quercetin, which creates zinc ionophores and helps push zinc into cells, you know, through cell membranes in order to stop retroviruses from replicating. You know, that knowledge, it has been suppressed by big tech, and we're about to resurrect it in a downloadable, free chat interface, an AI chat interface that you will run locally, and it will answer your questions by invoking literally hundreds of thousands of documents, articles, and books in the realm of natural health. These items that I have been curating for over 15 years. This is the most important project of my life. It's the most important project that we've ever done at our company. More important than Brighteon. More important than natural news. This is revolutionary for the future of human civilization. And it's only a few months away from becoming a reality. So again, I'll cover that in more detail coming up. It's kind of hard to say, and we'll talk about that later. But yeah, we will. It's a big deal. There's one other piece of news that we have to cover here, which I'll get to first, that there is a massive enterprise, a enterprise group, a corporation in China called Zhongzhi that has financially collapsed over the weekend. And this is related to the domino effect from the collapse of Evergrande, which is the Ponzi scheme property developer. And Zhongzhi is imploding in a very dangerous way that is going to have ripple effects across the world. Zhongzhi is involved in electric vehicles, semiconductors, health and medicine, technology, education, business services, and much more. It is a massive, massive China-based group. and it is collapsing, and the Wall Street Journal even covered this. But I have translations of articles from Chinese. I mean, the original articles are in Chinese, and I have translated them, and I'm going to quote from those to give you an understanding of what's going on. Why the Zhongzhi, which is spelled, by the way, Z-H-O-N-G-Z-H-I. So Zhongzhi, why this group has collapsed financially and what is about to happen for the world. Okay, now on top of that, I recorded an interview with my contact who's part of the Texas military operations on the Texas border. And his group, as you know, I've interviewed him before. We have to protect his identity so we can never show his face. But I've done a short audio interview with him. It's maybe 15 minutes where we get an update on the latest knowledge of, you know, potential terrorism stemming from illegal immigration and some of the numbers of who's coming across the border and also the humanitarian issues that crop up because there are so many people that try to make that trek across South Texas and Arizona as well and New Mexico who end up dying from dehydration. There are children that are abandoned sometimes. There are women that are passed out, lost consciousness from heat exhaustion and so on. And the man I'm interviewing here, his team is responsible for not just interdicting illegal immigration, but also rescuing those who are suffering from those conditions, you know, dehydration, heat exhaustion, and so on. And they've saved a large number of women and children in this process while also halting child trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, you know, human trafficking in general. So that interview is coming up at the end of today's broadcast. All right, to start with, though, let's go to Zhongzhi in mainland China, the Zhongzhi Enterprise Group. Let me read you the conclusion of the Wall Street Journal article on this, all right? This kind of encapsulates what's going on. It's not pretty. Zhongzhi Group said in a letter on Wednesday that its assets are concentrated in debt and equity investments, which are difficult to realize, i.e., you know, difficult to extract value out of them. And the residual value will be very low. Zhongzhi said the group was, quote, seriously insolvent, end quote, and had, quote, significant ongoing operating risks. All right, so that's the sentence from the Wall Street Journal, or the paragraph. Now, have you ever heard the phrase seriously insolvent? Not just regularly insolvent, you know, not just we broke, we ran out of cash, we got no more money. No, this is beyond that. This is seriously insolvent. It's like we are so broke that this is record setting. This is historic. This is biblical broke. You know, that's where this is. Seriously insolvent. This is in the Wall Street Journal. I'm not even kidding. And has significant ongoing operating risks. Now, you may recall that roughly a year ago or so that myself and some other finance analysts were talking about the collapse of Evergrande. And that wasn't the only Ponzi property developer in China. There are a couple others as well. But Evergrande was the largest one. Evergrande is largely owned by Zhongzhi. Okay, so it's not clear to me how much of Evergrande is owned by Zhongzhi, but it may be wholly owned. I'm still trying to sort that out. But if you read from the media in China and you translate it, here's a headline. Zhongzhi, the largest money management company in mainland China, okay, the largest in China, exploded with an amount exceeding 1.1 trillion yuan. Now, when they use the word exploded, it's not a perfect translation. Doesn't mean the company really exploded. We would say imploded. But from a China news service here, we have Zhongzhi Group has become insolvent with the amount of debt possibly reaching 1.144 billion NT dollars. Oh, I guess that's from Taiwan. NT dollars is a Taiwan currency. But I'm going to read from that. Get this. This is really something. So Zhongzhi Group, the largest capital management company in mainland China, finally officially announced the crisis 5 months after reports of a debt crisis. So in other words, there were rumors for a long time that this company was going under, but they covered it up, you know, they covered it up, and now it has imploded. Zhongzhi Group recently issued an apology letter to investors, admitting that the company has become, quote, seriously insolvent, again, with the amount likely to reach 260 billion yuan. And on the evening of the 25th, that is November, yeah, that's just a couple days ago, it was reported that the Beijing police had launched an investigation into suspected illegal crimes at a wealth company owned by the Zhongzhi Group and had taken criminal coercive measures against many of the company's senior executives. In other words, the top scammers are getting arrested in China. Like, this is serious. No wonder they say seriously insolvent. They're going to jail. That never happens in America, by the way. When the pension funds get looted by the hedge funds, nobody ever goes to jail. You know, you notice that from 2008 collapse, right? According to Kaixin.com, 5 months after the financial crisis was reported, investors finally waited for the official data of Zhongzhi Group in recent days. It acknowledged that verification by an intermediary agency found that the group's total assets are approximately 200 billion renminbi and that the scale of liabilities, principal and interest, is 420 billion renminbi. In other words, the company's current insolvency amount reaches from 220 billion renminbi to 260 billion. So anyway, continuing in the article, since late June, the fixed financing products sold by the group's four major wealth management companies, they are Hung Tian Wealth, Xinhu Wealth, Gaosheng, a couple companies here, have become overdue one after another and have been completely suspended since July. The trust company, Zhongrong Trust, has began to experience defaults in August. Okay, so this is, they've kicked the can down the road and they've run out of road. So they sold, you know, wealth investments to people that were, and they were supposed to have payouts over time. They've stopped the payouts. The trust company has defaulted. And the whole company is now collapsing. And it's, you know, the arrests have begun. It is estimated that Zhongzhi has 200,000 wealth management clients in mainland China. Wow. Those people are going to get, you know, royally financially screwed, right? Okay, how big is this? This is huge. Zhongzhi Group controls 10 listed companies, and it participates in 6 licensed financial institutions, controls or participates in 5 asset management companies, and controls or participates in 4 wealth management companies. Before the current implosion, as of July, a total of 106 trust products of the Zhongzhi department had defaulted and exploded. There's that translated word again. It exploded with a total value of 44 billion yuan. Real estate investment assets accounted for 74%. Mm-hmm. This is where Evergrande comes in. In the past 2 years, Zhongrong Trust has stepped on the big guns of at least 15 real estate-related companies, including China Evergrande Group, Kaisa, Sunac, and Sunshine City. This is now the first domino of the Zhongzhi department has fallen down. Victims across China have no way to seek compensation. All right, now, you're hearing all this and you're thinking, well, I don't live in China. How does that affect me? Well, here's the thing. The wealth management vehicles sold by these Chinese companies, guess who bought them? It wasn't just China-based investors. It was also U.S. institutional investors. It was pension funds. It was university funds. It was corporate funds. city funds. Yeah. Because, well, you know, the interest payouts that were promised were very competitive, if not a little bit higher than typical market rates in the United States, especially as before recently, the U.S. interest rates were so low that you weren't earning anything in the U.S. Even if you bought treasuries, you were earning what, like 0.5% or 0.2% or something. So a lot of institutions in the United States, they went to China and they said, well, you should buy these instruments from the Zhongzhi Group because Zhongzhi is the largest wealth management company in China. What could go wrong, right? Nothing. And so now the defaults are coming. And so, I mean, they've begun. So what's going to happen then across the United States and Europe, by the way, is you're about to see a liquidity crunch that will ripple through the system. And it may take months to fully materialize, but you're going to start getting more messages from more banks that say, well, you know, we can't offer withdrawals today because of a liquidity problem. Sorry, you know, we can't send wires. We have a liquidity problem. We can't honor your deposit or withdrawal request. We can't give you cash at the ATM. We have a liquidity problem. In fact, over the Thanksgiving weekend, UBS in Europe was, there were reports that this was happening among UBS. I don't know if UBS has exposure to Zhongzhi, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. There's so much cross-pollination among banks and institutions and, you know, investors that it's all tied together one way or another, usually with just 2 or 3 degrees of separation. So it's all tied together, which means that this is going to start to whip its way across the U.S. banking system. Now, we've seen Chase and Wells Fargo and other banks closing their retail outlets across the United States, hundreds of them. This is going to accelerate. We're also going to see, as the defaults kick in, we're going to see counterparty risk start to cascade in a domino fashion. Because let's say that a bank, like a New York bank, had purchased Zhongzhi debt instruments expecting monthly payouts, and that the bank was using those payouts to make its premium payments on derivative bets that it had placed with, let's say, a bank in London. Well, now all of a sudden, Zhongzhi is defaulting, so those payments aren't coming to the New York bank. So the New York bank has to either find the money somewhere else or default on its payments to the bank in London. You know, the derivative payments, which are typically, I mean, insurance policies. Derivatives are usually used as insurance policies by the banking system internally to kind of hedge risk related to interest rates or currencies or sometimes commodities or what have you. So the point is, the ripple effect is going to be substantial. This is one of the largest financial collapses in the history of China, and it won't be limited to China. So this is a very good time to think about protecting your assets, you know, diversifying your holdings wherever your assets are. Don't have them all in one place. Don't exceed the FDIC deposit, you know, the insurance coverage amounts at any one bank, for example. And you might also consider, of course, physical gold and silver. You might consider cryptocurrency. You might consider buying some land, you know, hard assets that can withstand all of this. But I'm not going to cover that in detail because we've talked about it so much before. But this is just a reminder that the financial, the global debt collapse has not run its course. In many ways, it's just now getting underway. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this is being called the Chinese version of Lehman Brothers, just to give you a comparison. Yeah, I mean, 2008, right? Subprime mortgage collapse, Lehman Brothers. That's what this is. So China's probably going to have to at least look at bailing this out, even though China doesn't want bailouts, which is wise. In fact, when the U.S. bailed out almost everybody back in 2008, it was a horrible decision because it allowed the crazy, insane financial practices of banks like Goldman Sachs to continue, or Bank of America. Lehman Brothers went under and Bear Stearns and so on. They were allowed to fail, but others were rescued. And then that just made the problems worse a few years down the road, which is where we are now. We're on the verge of a debt collapse in America, even, I mean, globally, just with derivative instruments alone. And all it's going to take is one trigger. Could that be the trigger? Potentially, yes. Absolutely could be. We don't know for sure that it's going to be, but it's something like this that's going to be, you know, that one final snowflake that falls on the top of the mountain that causes the avalanche. That's where we are, or close to it. So keep your eyes on this. Situation is not pretty in China. The debt collapse is spreading. And watch your assets, because there's a lot of debt that's going to vanish, a lot of currency that's going to vanish, and a lot of banks that are going to go under in the months ahead. All right, now, with that said, let's jump into the announcement I mentioned earlier. This is about 45 or 50 minutes, I believe, where I'm giving you the full details of this major breakthrough, very important announcement about, well, an AI chatbot open source system that you'll be able to download and use yourself that will be an expert in health, nutrition, medicine, herbs, natural medicine, holistic, you know, holistic modalities, all of it. So here we go. Enjoy this announcement. I'll be back with you on the other side with today's interview. We are about to make history together. Thanks to your support, we have reached a critical mass of resources and reach and knowledge that I am going to make an announcement here today that is without question the most important announcement in the history of my companies, including Natural News and Brighteon and the Health Ranger store. And it's a very positive announcement, and it would not have been possible without your support. I really want to thank you for your outpouring of support during our Black Friday sale and over the years, in fact. And I want to now share with you what that means, what we are going to do together that is going to change the future of human civilization. And I'm finally at a point where I can make this announcement public, although there are many things we've been working on for quite some time behind the scenes to prepare for this. There is a concerted effort by the powers that be, including big tech, big governments, and big pharma, to eradicate human knowledge about health and nutrition, natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, even knowledge about the human immune system. And we all witnessed this during the COVID years. We saw the efforts to try to eradicate knowledge of quercetin or zinc or vitamin D or ivermectin, you know, for that matter. And we've all seen the Google search engine updates, the Medic update, I think that was 2017, that basically eradicated the alternative media of health and nutrition information and replaced everything with big pharma funded, you know, WebMD and so on. And so there's been this ongoing effort to eradicate human knowledge of health and nutrition and push everybody into vaccines and pharmaceuticals and psychiatric drugs, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, all the things that generate profits for big pharma and big hospitals and what I call the death care industry or the sick care industry, which now represents through Medicare and Medicaid about a third of the federal government's spending. I mean, it's incredible. A third of the government spending, I mean, roughly give or take, is spent on basically keeping people sick instead of teaching them how to be well, how to overcome diseases, how to prevent disease, how to be healthy and protect their longevity and protect their cognitive function and so on, protect their fertility. And so what I'm about to announce here is a major pushback that is going to make Google utterly obsolete when it comes to searching for health information. And it's not a competing search engine. Although we had initiated a search engine project back in 2019 before COVID, or right at the end of 2019, that project had some very serious scaling challenges that we just could not overcome. And also, a search engine doesn't really answer your questions, if you think about it. If you have a question like, hey, which herbs can help prevent type 2 diabetes, let's say, or which herbs can protect the liver? You know, a search engine doesn't really answer that question, does it? A search engine just gives you a list of pages where you might go to and perhaps you'll find the answers there. But as you know, Google and Bing and even the other search engines, for the most part, DuckDuckGo, for example, they've wiped out the truth about health and nutrition and alternative medicine and so on. And they basically just push big pharma now. You can't find what you used to be able to find on Google since their medic update. And that's all on purpose. So again, this is the eradication of human knowledge that is underway. And we're going to push back against that very aggressively in something that I'm going to announce here. I'll get to it in a second. But I do want you to understand, Google is not really a knowledge engine. Google is an anti-knowledge search engine. It is a disinformation engine. Google is designed to destroy knowledge, not to index it and make it available to you. Google is controlled by the deep state, just as Wikipedia is too, by the way. Wikipedia is not designed to give you access to human knowledge. Wikipedia is a tool of the CIA to control the public narratives about everything that matters and about all the people that matter and so on. So Google, Wikipedia, YouTube, Facebook, you know, they cannot be relied on to give you access to information that can protect and enhance the quality of your life. And as you know, I'm the host of a new show called Decentralized TV. And in this show, we talk about decentralization as the answer to set humanity free and to democratize knowledge and information, money and finance, power, speech, all of these things that matter, even health. Because centralization has put too much power in the hands of too few people. Centralization has given Google search engine dominance, 98% dominance or something close to that. And no one's going to be able to challenge Google as a search engine. Instead, Google's about to be made obsolete by what I'm about to share with you here. And we're not the only ones involved in this genre of advancement, by the way. So I'll give you more details here in a second. But centralization is the enemy of human knowledge and prosperity, liberty, the freedom to speak, the freedom to choose the medical interventions that you believe are the most helpful for you and the most aligned with your core philosophies. And centralization of knowledge, which is achieved in part through government-sponsored censorship and big tech censorship, that is designed to suppress knowledge they don't want you to know about by labeling it misinformation or disinformation or just blacklisting it entirely. Well, all of that is going to end up destroying human civilization. Censorship is not the way forward. You can't have a more prosperous society by having less free speech. It doesn't work that way. If you want to have prosperity, you want to have ingenuity, innovation, creativity, ideas, debates, democracy, it has to be based on the freedom to speak, which is the decentralization of the ability to speak. And the ability to speak has to be powered by the ability to access knowledge. And that means we must have decentralization of human knowledge. In other words, every single person must have access to knowledge in order for humanity to be free and to prosper and to advance, to make any sort of progress whatsoever. And so, what we're announcing here, which will contribute in a substantial manner to the progress of humanity and to the knowledge base of human civilization, is an open source, freely downloadable, locally run, large language model system, also known as an AI chat system, that will be trained based on all of the world's knowledge that we can gather on natural health, nutrition, herbs, alternative medicine, modalities, disease prevention, mind-body medicine, energy medicine, and so much more. We have begun a project to build an AI chatbot similar to ChatGPT based on open source systems that have matured substantially over the last 2 years. we're going to build this health-based chatbot system, and we're going to give it away for free, and it will be built on open source principles, and we will likely ask for volunteers to help us curate the training that goes into this system, by the way. But this is our project, and we believe we'll have the first version available for download within 120 days. Worst case, maybe 6 months, but I think it can be done in 120 days, perhaps even less. And then we will continue to iterate the system with new training, new content, in order to keep building to the knowledge base that it has. And what this means to you, is that you will be able to run on your computer, either a Mac or a PC or a Linux system. You'll be able to run locally. You just download the system, you'll run it locally, and you will be able to ask it almost any question about health, nutrition, disease prevention, foods, superfoods, alternative medicine, symptoms, you name it. You'll be able to ask it almost any question, and it will give you very good answers based on literally millions of documents. Documents that we have acquired over the years that are filled with nutritional wisdom from many, many authors. I mean, probably easily over 1,000 authors. And you will be able to get answers to questions right there as if you were talking to the expert authors of all of these books. So, for example, let's say you want to know, let's say you have a really amazing book on the shelf right now, and it's a 1,000-page book, and it's called, you know, the Encyclopedia of Natural Health Knowledge, let's say. And you want to know, you have a question, like, hey, what should I do for, you know, itchy skin or something like that? Well, normally you'd have to go open the book and you'd have to go to the index or look at the table of contents, you'd have to figure it out. Or you go online and you type that into a search engine, but then the search engine is recording that you have itchy skin. So the search engine is spying on you. It's violating your privacy. That's the way Google works. You are the product, remember. But what if instead of having to flip through the book or ask Google, which will only give you typically big pharma answers like, take this drug, you know, or have this cut off, right? Those are Google answers. Instead, what if you had a piece of software on your computer that was free of charge, free to use, and it runs on just a standard system, you know, an everyday PC, Windows, or Macintosh, or Linux system, and it could give you answers not only from that encyclopedia of natural health knowledge, but also from 1,000 other books and 100,000 more articles, and 1,000,000 scientific study abstracts. And it would give you those answers in seconds. Would that be of interest to you? Would that be valuable to humanity? And the answer is, oh my gosh, of course, that would be absolutely amazing. Because you're bypassing Google censorship. You're bypassing the search engines that are spying on you, because maybe you have, you know, private medical questions. You don't want to be uploading all your questions to Google or any search engine, violating your privacy, because all that's stored, all that's monitored by the NSA, by the way. You know, you're being spied on constantly, but if you search locally on your own computer, there's no record of that on the internet. In fact, you don't even need an internet connection to query this system on your own computer, once you've downloaded, of course. So again, to reiterate, and I know this is a lot to take in, we are now funding and building a very large language model system, which I should add is based on some existing open source LLMs or large language models, and we will give credit to the language models that we use. We will stand on their shoulders and we will add to them in the specific area of health and nutrition, disease prevention, food contamination, toxins to avoid, all of this. We're going to basically build an AI system that will be open source that anybody can use for free locally on their own computer without an internet connection. And I think we can start to give this away in 120 days. So that's my big announcement here today. Now, let me give you a little bit of background on this so you understand how many years it took to get to this point. First of all, over a decade ago, this was actually something I began, oh gosh, what was it, 2007, I believe. If you go to the website nutrientreference.com, for example, or you can go to Herb Reference, and we have websites like Nutrient Reference and Supplement Reference and so on. Anyway, if you go to nutrientreference.com, you're going to see a picture of me there from 2007, I think, by the way. And you're also going to see a list of the most common nutrients and the most common health conditions. And so if you look at nutrients like, oh, here's chromium. And if you click on chromium, then it gives you a whole list of what chromium may help with. And here it shows you, blood sugar disorders and glucose intolerance, high cholesterol, and so on. And it talks about organs and systems that chromium supports. And it also talks about sources of chromium. Like you can find chromium in broccoli, artichokes, onions, Brazil nuts, and so on. And it talks about the sources that have been cited, the New Whole Foods Encyclopedia, for example, the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods, Healing with Whole Foods, and so on. Now, I built this system back in, again, it's 2007 or 2008, something like that. I built this system as a, what would now be described as a kind of a large language model. Basically, this was a language processing system that I personally wrote the code for this. I don't know if you know this, but I used to write a lot of code in both PHP and classic ASP and, SQL queries and the whole bit. And of course, Visual Basic early on as well. But this system was actually written inside Microsoft Visual Basic inside an enterprise SQL system. And what it did is it analyzed the text of over 1,000 books that we scanned. We scanned all the books and we OCR'd them into text. And then we used the text to begin parsing the language of different things out of the text. For example, I generated a list of what are all the known nutrients. And then there's another list of what are all the known diseases and symptoms. And another list of what are all the known organs or organ systems and so on. And then I defined those and then wrote this very complex system to go in and statistically begin to link nutrients with diseases, for example, and then to pull out of the text which nutrients are useful for which diseases or which organ systems are supported by which nutrients and so on. And you can also do this in the opposite way. You can search on a disease such as, let's say, asthma. You click on asthma here on this website and it tells you what are the foods that help with asthma. And here you can see bell pepper, apple, fish, yams, Jerusalem artichokes, walnuts, and so on. And it gives the sources for those as well. And also healing herbs, like cat's claw, wild cherry bark, and so on. Nettles, mahuang. Yeah, it all makes sense. So this is a very valuable reference system. And again, I wrote it many, many years ago. And it also, for example, indexes foods. So if you click on the left-hand side, you click on beets. And then it shows you what beets might be able to help with. And then it shows you what nutrients are found in beets. So in beets, you have trimethylglycine, zinc, folic acid, and so on. So this is a very large data set, and this is an interactive or really a relational data set across a large amount of text. And later on, I downloaded 10 million papers from PubMed through, of course, an automated process. I wouldn't try that manually. And then we began to use this on PubMed. And so I also ended up publishing a system out there that analyzes all of these systems through PubMed papers and does much the same thing that you're seeing here. Now, what's interesting about all of this is that even though I spent maybe, almost 2 years building this system, it was never very popular. People didn't really find much value in it for whatever reason, even though looking at it right now, you might think, wow, this is amazing. How come I didn't hear about this before? Yeah, I think it is amazing. It's pretty cool. But it doesn't work in the way that people like to ask questions. So people don't actually like to drill down through hierarchical data sets in order to find answers. People, most people, they just want to ask questions in common language. So a lot of people would ask me something like, hey, you know, what foods are good for, you know, I don't know, back pain, let's say. And I would answer, well, guess what? You can go to healingfoodreference.com and you can click on back pain and you can search. I mean, you can look at the foods and the nutrients. And like, well, I don't want to do that. I just want you to tell me just which foods are good for back pain, you know, or what are good treatments for headaches? You know, like that's it. They just want to ask questions. And so most people did not find value in the system that I built. And so it kind of went by the wayside. And in fact, what you see today is still there from, you know, over a decade ago or almost 15 years ago. It's still the same thing. Now then, in the years since then, what has happened is that we have seen a revolution in AI systems. And more recently, ChatGPT. Now, AI systems are called, you know, artificial intelligence, but they're really generative systems, linguistic generative systems that study patterns in language. For example, they can study chats, they can study customer support emails, they can study articles, books, you know, anything, any source of questions and answers from websites, all kinds of things. And through some very clever processing and also a very large amount of research and effort that has been put into to define all of the grammatical structures and semantic structures in the human languages, because this is more than just English. But because of all that, we now have ChatGPT. That's what most people are familiar with. And ChatGPT from OpenAI is a system that is actually not open source. It is closed source. It is monopolized by the OpenAI company. But it's a system that you can query just like you would in a normal way. You can ask ChatGPT, hey, what foods might help me with back pain? And it will give you an answer. It will give you actually some pretty interesting answers. You can even ask it things like, hey, write a resignation letter for me because I'm going to resign from my job. And it will write the letter for you. And in fact, there have been attorneys that have been cited by judges in courts for making arguments based on having ChatGPT do all their research. And some of it turns out to be made up, by the way. That's what's funny about it. ChatGPT isn't 100% accurate in terms of, you know, facts and so on. And sometimes it has what are called hallucinations, where it makes something up. But that's true across all AI systems at the moment. Nevertheless, right now, every college student knows that if you want to cheat on writing an essay, you just go to ChatGPT and you tell it to write an essay on, you know, whatever, Niagara Falls. And it writes the essay and then you copy and paste and then you turn it in to your professor and you say that you wrote it. Now, of course, professors, they're all clued in on this these days. They know that students aren't writing these papers. They know that it's AI systems. But I'm just giving you these examples because AI can do some pretty amazing things in chat systems right now. But here's the thing. There's a giant war taking place between centralized control over AI, which is, let's say, the OpenAI company or Microsoft AI or Google AI or Facebook, Meta AI, and so on, versus what we would call decentralized open source AI. And those open source AI systems are where we are focused because, of course, I believe in open source. I believe in decentralization. I believe in the democratization of ideas and knowledge and speech, of course. And we have long been supporters of open source methods and software programs. For example, you know, we built Brightion.social, which is a social media system that was built on existing open source tools. And then we released our source code on GitHub so that anybody could take all the code that we wrote at, you know, I don't know what we spent, $100,000, $200,000, I'm not sure. We spent a lot of money, and then we published that open source code on GitHub so anybody can use it. Because I believe in open source sharing. I think that knowledge wants to be free, and I think that for humanity to be free, we must not covet knowledge. We have to share knowledge. We have to share even the code that we've written. We have to share the tools that we've created. I want to empower people with knowledge, not to restrict it and control it, which is what Google does and what YouTube does and what Facebook does and what even Twitter still does. There's a lot of censorship on Twitter. And the push for censorship right now is very loud and very strong all over the world. You know, you have to censor anybody who says anything critical about vaccines, for example. You have to censor anybody calling to stop the bombing in Gaza. You know, it's just crazy. It's just all out censorship. Oh, censor anybody who thought the election was stolen. You know, it's crazy. But that just makes us less free. Whereas these open source AI tools, now hear me out. I want to be very careful about this. Open source AI tools, when they can be put into the hands of the individuals, the people, you and I, they can be empowering. Whereas when AI technology is used and controlled by corporations and fascist governments, then those AI systems can be weaponized against humanity and used to enslave human beings. The way we fight against that is to do the opposite. We democratize AI. We share it. We build it. We contribute to it. And then we open source that so that everybody can benefit. And that's exactly what I'm announcing here today. This is what we are doing from here forward. We are building the world's largest repository of health, nutrition, alternative medicine, disease prevention, food toxins, detox, all of this. These areas that I've been passionate about for so many years, especially as I run my food science lab, you know, and test for heavy metals and test for dioxins and so on. We are building the world's largest repository of this knowledge base, and we're going to package it up as a large language model that you can use and download free of charge. And again, this will enable you on your own computer to ask questions, and you'll be able to get answers in a normal human-like format, you know, like somebody just writing an answer to you. And by the way, in this language model, we're going to parse or ingest all of the articles that I have ever written. So in essence, you'll be able to ask the health ranger any question you want about health and get an answer that is an answer that I would likely have given you anyway, but you'll be able to do that through this system. Now, of course, my knowledge is very limited compared to the totality of human knowledge and all the knowledge of all the other experts out there. So what makes this system strong is that we're bringing in so many sources of information. So as I mentioned earlier, when I built the healingfoodreference.com or herbreference.com, we have indexes and scans of over 1,000 books that are written by many experts. And we also have over 100,000 articles that we've published alone. And we also, when we started working on the search engine back in 2019, we built a pretty effective web crawler spider. And this spider is what currently powers censored.news and some other projects that we're working on. That spider is able to pull in articles from websites that we believe can contribute authoritatively to this knowledge base. For example, let's say Children's Health Defense, you know, the nonprofit, or many other nonprofits that are out there. So we're going to be actually spidering, crawling, indexing, or ingesting literally hundreds of thousands of additional articles from across sources that we trust. So we are the curator of this knowledge base, and we are independent-minded people, right? We are pro-nutrition, and we are pro-natural health, pro-prevention. You know, we support knowledge. We support people making informed decisions about their lifestyle choices and their dietary habits and learning recipes for smoothies and so much more. The bottom line is I want you to have all this knowledge at your fingertips. And you will. You will. You will be able to install this and download it and run it on your own local computer. Again, Mac, PC, Linux, doesn't matter. And you'll be able to ask it any question you want. It'll be like asking not just Natural News or asking the Health Ranger. It'll be like asking 1,000 experts in nutrition. What are the answers to these questions? And it's going to be a game changer. Again, you won't have to query on Google, which doesn't give you good answers anyway. You won't have to violate your own privacy by sending your queries to Google. And also, since you don't even use the internet for this, no one can spy on you. The government won't spy on your queries. And you can ask this system, you know, lots of questions like, how can I start growing sprouts? Or what are the best nutrients in, let's say, broccoli sprouts, right? And it'll tell you, sulforaphane, you know, and some other nutrients. Or you could ask, what are the most common contaminants found in, you know, spices, let's say. And it would tell you, lead, you know. And you could say, what are the best detox strategies for eliminating lead from the human body? And it would tell you, it would give you from all the authoritative sources. And again, you can ask it anything you want. And it will give you the best answers that it can find across all of these sources. So this is what we are building. I do have a name for it. I'm not ready to release that name yet publicly, but we have a working internal code name for this. But as you can tell, this is a project that's going to take a tremendous amount of resources. And it also requires technology that frankly did not exist until it did not exist until this year, 2023. So I am super excited about this because I wanted to build this system back in 2008. It just didn't exist. You know, the tech wasn't there. But just in the last year, there have been so many advancements in the open source large language models arena that this is now available to all of us. And again, we're standing on the shoulders of so many other people. I'm talking about coders and engineers and volunteers and people who curated the existing language models that we're going to build on top of. There are literally tens of thousands of people who have contributed to the base that we're going to be building on top of. And I will always give them credit by name where I can when I know their names. So when we release this, you know, we're going to have a full credits page, obviously, of which tools we're using and who built those tools and what are their websites and so on. And what are their Telegram channels or what have you. We're going to give everybody credit because we didn't build this whole thing from scratch, but what we have done and it's been a dream of mine since 2007 or 2008 is I have collected content. I have terabytes of data. Okay. Let me tell you, I have terabytes of data. I have terabytes of actual TIFF images of of the scans of books. Every page is an image. I have terabytes of it. Okay. I bought an LTO 8 tape backup system just to have long-term storage of the terabytes of data of the content that I've been accumulating since about 2007 or 2008. And we wrote an engine to parse PubMed. And we downloaded, like I said, over 10 million PubMed articles. And I've got all those in a folder. And I'm just thinking, thank goodness data storage has become very inexpensive over the last 15 years. Because when I first started this project, you know, a 1 gigabyte hard drive was pretty expensive. Now, you know, even a terabyte is dirt cheap. Now you're talking like, you know, 8 terabytes for like $400 or something. So storage is really cheap now. And that's a good thing because I have a lot of data that I've stored and accumulated over the years. And we've written routines for spidering and crawling, and in some cases indexing, and also cleaning. I've written a lot of routines about cleaning data, book data, parsing it into a format that doesn't have a bunch of junk or special characters in it, for example. And now, only now, this year in 2023, has the AI open source technology come into existence that fulfills the dream that I had back in 2008. And so I'm super excited to be able to announce this. And I'm not asking anything from you other than just keep supporting us. Keep supporting us. Every time you shop at my online store, healthrangerstore.com, you are in effect funding now this project. Because we're going to spend, I honestly don't know. If we spend less than $1 million, I'll be surprised. It'll probably be more than $1 million, especially over time, because we're going to keep doing updates and so on. We're going to involve quite a lot of people, a number of projects. I mean, we spent millions of dollars on Brighteon, by the way, to build that. So we're probably going to spend at least $1 million on this project, but we can do that thanks to your support. You know, I don't take profits out of the store and go buy luxury vehicles and boats and jet skis and gold rings. And I don't know, I'm just not into that. What I do is I take resources that we've been blessed with, i.e. profits from your support, and I put them back into really amazing, important, game-changing projects like Brighteon or Brighteon University now, brightu.com. And these projects are game changers. Or we built Brighteon.social, for example. Now we're about to build the world's largest natural health language model AI chatbot system using open source components, and we're going to give it away for free. So you don't need to do anything right now I'm not asking for donations. Just keep supporting us. Shop at healthrangerstore.com. And I will keep you posted on this. And again, within 120 days, and let's say by the end of March of 2024, we will have a downloadable open source LLM or some similar configuration, a package that you can download and you can run it locally. And it will be like asking questions of the best natural health experts in the world. That's what we're building. And we're only able to build it because of your support. So I want to thank you. Genuinely thank you for all your support over the years and for your patience and for putting up with me in the times that you may have disagreed with what I was saying. But I think you know that in my heart, I want humanity to live in peace and prosperity. I want people to have knowledge. I want all of us to live in good health. I want to help end human suffering. I believe in abundance. I believe in freedom, the freedom to think, the freedom to speak, and health freedom as well. And this project right here, this project supports all of those things, and it empowers each one of us individually with a knowledge base that would have been unthinkable even 5 years ago. And this knowledge base, this will make Google obsolete when you ask questions about health and nutrition and so on. And you will find gems that will be life-changing. You can wake up one morning in your own kitchen and you're like, what would be a great recipe, like a healing smoothie recipe to help with, insomnia or something? You could ask it that question and it would give you answers, good answers. It would probably give you a recipe. Let me give you an example. We have an early pilot version of this running right now, and I'm just going to ask it here, what are the uses of zinc? All right? And let's see what it says. All right, here we go. Here's the answer from this open source AI system based on some of the books that we have indexed in the system. So here it is. Again, my question, what are the uses of zinc? Here's its answer. Number one, membrane stabilization, stabilizes cell membranes. Number two, antioxidant activity. It demonstrates antioxidants effects in tissues. Number three, collagen synthesis. It plays a role in the manufacture of collagen. Number four, wound healing. It significantly reduces wound healing time. Number five, plaque inhibition. It inhibits plaque growth when used regularly as a mouthwash. Wow, I didn't realize that. Number six, mast cell stabilization. It inhibits mast cell degranulation. And then number 7, immune enhancement. Zinc has numerous immune-enhancing activities due to its role as a cofactor in immune system processes. And then it even summarizes it. It says, in summary, zinc has wide-ranging importance in stabilizing structures like membranes and mast cells, wound healing, antioxidant status, immune function, and inhibiting plaque. Its supplementation can be beneficial when any of these functions are impaired. Okay, so it just gave me that when I asked that question. And this is just the early pilot version of this project. Wait until we incorporate all of the data sets that I've been talking about. And you're going to have this at your fingertips. And you're going to have it for free. All right? You're going to be able to use it. You'll be able to use it on a personal basis, educational basis, or even a commercial basis. Our open source license will allow commercial use. So you can use this if you're a health coach. You can use this. You can help answer questions. You can use this as a research tool to help you write articles. I'm going to use it as a research tool. No question about it. If I'm writing an article about a nutrient, like let's say, you know, licorice root or glycyrrhizin, I'm going to type in a question here and see if I missed anything about glycyrrhizin. You see what I mean? So almost no matter what question you have, you'll be able to ask this system. And again, I mean, any question you have about health and nutrition and herbs and foods and nutrients and superfoods and prevention and detox and, you know, healing modalities and all that, it's all going to be in the system. Now, the system isn't perfect. All AI systems have some, you know, pitfalls, and some of the data will be outdated, and we'll have to really put forth a lot of effort to keep it updated. But as we are committed to doing that, it will be more and more up to date with each additional release, and we will keep you posted about that. And you'll be able to download each release again for free, and you'll be able to use it and get these answers at your own, you know, desktop. Or you could even run this on a tablet. You could buy an Android tablet, probably. You could run like a Mac tablet. What are they called? Or just like a little a mini PC. You could run this system on, you know, like a $300 PC. So that's the announcement. It's a breakthrough. This is a major contribution that we are making together. You and I and all of us together, we are making history with this. We're going to revolutionize individual knowledge and access to knowledge. And we're going to bypass all the censorship with this. So, you know, Google doesn't want you to know about zinc and that it supports the immune function. Google doesn't even want you to know there is an immune system. You know, that's been under attack since COVID. We're going to bypass all that nonsense, and we're going to bring you these systems for free that will give you access to all the knowledge that you could ever want on these topics. And unlike everything else out there in the conventional side, this thing won't be brought to you by Pfizer. You know, Pfizer will have no role in this project. There will be no big pharma. In fact, it's probably going to take us some effort to try to like untrain the pro-pharmaceutical bias in the underlying language models that we're going to be building on top of. There's definitely a pro-pharma bias, especially when it comes to, you know, psychiatric drugs and depression and things like that. But we're going to do the best we can with the resources that we have, thanks to you. And this is our gift to humanity from here forward. Or more accurately, this is just our way of giving back. This is paying it forward. You know, I truly believe that God put us here for a reason. That this is not just coincidence, it's not just random chance, that we are here for a reason. And it's not just to be consumers and add to the GDP, you know. This is about contributing to the world in a profound way. So that when each of us leaves this world, we leave it a little bit better than the way in which we found it. Even if the rest of the world is collapsing around us and freaking World War III and financial collapse, everything's blowing up. Hey, you know what? At least we can say we did something that mattered. We contributed to knowledge. We empowered people. We gave people a tool that they can use, even if the internet crashes, a tool that they can use and they can share, because you can copy this to anybody. put it on a thumb drive and they can run on their computer. You can, quote, pirate this thing all over the place if you want. In fact, I encourage you to do so. But even if the whole of human civilization collapses, there will still be some computers somewhere running this thing, and they can ask it questions. And it will provide knowledge that will help the sustainability and the survivability of the human race. This matters. This is a big deal. And this is the way that we contribute back to a world that has given us so much here at Natural News and the Health Ranger Store. You have given us so much. God has given us so much. Mother Nature has given us so much. Every day I see the miracles all around in terms of plants and sprouts and nutrients. And now we can contribute in some small way to the sustainability of this civilization that right now is kind of hanging by a thread. Have you noticed? We need some good news. We need some solutions. We need a reason to believe in the future of human civilization. And this is one of those reasons. This is something that we can do together. I may ask for volunteer help at some point here. I may need it. But right now, all we need is your support. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want to help support us, storable foods, you know, lab tested, super clean, superfoods, all kinds of nutrients and personal care products, all of that. My little plug for the store. If you support the store, you will help build this tool. And this tool will help change the world. Remember the slogan of my store? HealthRangerStore.com, healing the world with clean food. Well, we may have to expand that. Healing the world with knowledge. Knowledge about clean food, knowledge about nutrition, knowledge about herbs, knowledge about, you know, growing food and recipes and all these things that matter day to day, because everybody eats. People are either eating poison or they're eating healing foods, you know? So this can affect everyone on this planet in one way or another. So stay tuned, number one. Secondly, if you happen to be someone who is very proficient in open source large language model systems, and if you know what I'm talking about when I talk about like Ollama, for example, or, you know, MemGPT or GPT for all, or, you know, quantization and things like that. If you understand what I'm talking about and you want to participate in this project in some way, feel free to reach out to us. And there may be a role for you in it. You can reach us. You can email situationupdate@protonmail.com. Situationupdate@protonmail.com. But other than that, just keep on supporting us and we'll keep building and we're going to build a better world together. Despite the collapsing systems all around us, we are going to build a better world together. So help me God, we're going to make it happen. And this is one of the key ways we're going to do it. Knowledge. Bypassing censorship. Empowering the people. Democratization of human knowledge. And looking back, I realize this is something that God has wanted me to do for over 15 years. Because I started it 15 years ago. Imagine that. I was writing code for this when nobody knew what language models even were. Seriously. Funny how things come around, isn't it? All right. Thank you for your support and thank you for listening. I will keep you updated. You can find more announcements on all of this, of course, by following my channels, brightian.com. My channel is HR Report. I'm also on Rumble. I'm also on Telegram. My channel there is Real Health Ranger. I'm also on brightian.social as Health Ranger. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter, heavily censored, but I'm still there. Health Ranger is the handle there on Twitter. Or you can just read naturalnews.com, and I will keep you posted there. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. All right. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that announcement. It's an exciting time to be alive, that's for sure. Now, as I promised earlier, we're going to jump into the interview now with my contact, who's part of the Texas military operations to help secure our border. And I just want to mention this interview. We didn't have the microphone quite quite right. There's a little bit of like pee popping at the beginning. It does settle down, so don't be too alarmed by it. But the message is really important. And oh, and this interview is sponsored by the Satellite Phone Store, which donated all kinds of satellite equipment to those boys down there who are doing the job on the southern border. They're using the satellite phones and the bivy sticks and the satellite push-to-talk radios. So the Satellite Phone Store, reachable at SAT123.com. They are the sponsor of this interview. But this is really valuable information. We get updates from time to time. So check this out. I think you'll learn a lot. And thanks for listening. All right. Welcome, everybody. Mike Adams here with an update on the border invasion situation that is continuing to impact the United States, and especially with things heating up in the Middle East. There's increasing concern over some radicalized Muslim extremists entering the United States and what their plans might be. And joining me is a repeat guest who we cannot show visually, but he has been reporting with us from time to time on the situation. And he was recently with the team in Texas that cleared out Fronten Island of the Mexican cartels there. So welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here. Glad to be involved in what we're doing, and very gracious that you keep up with the things you do and pass the word and keep people appraised of what's going on in the world. You know, there's crazy stuff.
No doubt about that. We're doing our best, but of course, everybody seems to want to start more wars and start more invasions and violence than ever before. But tell us about Fronten Island. Not a lot of people actually know about that. There was a little buzz, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or whenever the Texas Rangers were really operating there, but you were there. So tell us what you can about that situation.
Now that we've kind of wrapped up mission there as far as made it to where they can patrol the island with Border Patrol, can get down there easily and move around and keep eye on things. When we got there, it's 170 acres of just trees and brush, and they were utilizing that cover from the towns across from the river. You had the CNG and the CND cartels battling for control over human trafficking and drug mules that were pushed across there.
Oh, one quick question, sorry to interrupt, yeah. But just so our audience knows, this island is an island in the river but the island is on the U.S. side, according to the boundaries, correct?
That's correct. It is Texas property. It is. They did the research and found that it is on the side of the border of the river on the Texas side.
Okay.
So therefore, it was being invaded and used for trafficking on a regular basis. We went in there and cleared the island and made it some movement trails through there so we can keep cartel off of it and have a high visibility for them to see us there. And then we brought in the engineers came in to start actually deforesting the island. We turned it into a giant sandbar, 170 acres.
Wow. And okay. But this was used as a base for human trafficking and weapons trafficking, both?
Both. And drug running, that's correct. They would bring weapons from the American side in onto the island and over into Mexico and arms. And then they, vice versa. If the Mexican military or whoever on the law enforcement side, federale side or whatever, would get after the cartel, they would run to the island and hide.
I see.
Over there as well. So there was gunfights across the river every day.
So how organized are the cartels that are operating there, and what are their capabilities? You know, I saw some, I think, drone photos of some of their equipment. Didn't look like they had any tracked vehicles, but they had some, you know, technicals and so on. What's their capability as far as you can tell?
Just in that vicinity, they're mainly on foot and vehicles like small technical trucks that they use to run back and forth. And then, of course, the Mexican military will come in and it wreak havoc. It gets really nasty. A lot of bad things happen. Of course, there's a few houses along the river, and one of them we even call the Sicario House because of some of the grotesque things that happen at that house to individuals when they capture another cartel member or individuals that are trying to enter illegally into the United States and they don't pay their dues, then bad things happen to him there as well.
Now, I know that Governor Abbott is taking a lot of steps to try to stop people crossing the border, and he's been busing the illegals that have been caught in Texas. He's been busing them to New York City, which the mayor of New York says New York City is going to collapse. I mean, those are his words, by the way. Massive budget cuts are happening across New York City mm-hmm. to deal with the illegals. Kind of like, welcome to the club, pal. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What's already happening in Texas, you know, as far as nobody seemed to really understand or care until all of that started happening, until he started busing those individuals up north by the busloads. Then all of a sudden, it's a emergency problem, which is, you know.
And in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the ones in Chicago, the illegals there are now like, well, they're not taking care of us. They're rioting and protesting against for not being taken care of like they were told they would be taken care of. Money being given to them, free housing, hotels, luxury hotels. You could see the ball drop in New York City from the hotels the migrants are staying in.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So there's a lot of domestic backlash now against this illegal immigration, even among Democrats and in Chicago, among the African-American community there. In New York City, a lot of Democrats there are pushing back hard against this. And a lot of people think that Joe Biden is being, you know, politically weakened quite a lot by this mass immigration. And yet Mayorkas says there's no problem at the border. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we already know he's a treasonous traitor, so how much more blunt can you be about that? He's already been, and that's not my opinion, that's what's been brought to the table as evidence against him. So he's hanging his own self. The problem is the person running the gallows, or the group that's running the gallows, don't care. They're not going to do anything about it. That's why Biden is in his family, his regime, has been able to carry on what they're carrying on doing. It's ridiculous.
What's your take on the number of Middle Eastern extremists or possible terrorists that are crossing the border? I know you and I have talked about this before, but is there anything different now after the escalation of conflict in the Middle East?
Well, as you know, we run my group off out of the military side. We run intel in multiple countries, and the chatter we're getting on the pushing of Taliban support Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Haqqani and Hamas all working together, especially to do with the Israel stuff going on as well. But they're pushing great attack mode mentality. They are literally, all the chatter we're getting, all the movement of bodies of suicide bombers and things like that that have already, we've tracked into the European side, which means if they're in Europe, then obviously they're in the U.S. And we already know that there's a ton of terrorists in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, right. That's one of my concerns, is that the ones that were already here are going to be radicalized in response to the events of, you know, Israel bombing Gaza. This is one of the reasons why I keep calling for peace, because I know that de-escalation it makes it less risky for all of us, right? De-escalation means our cities won't be bombed as much, but we're not moving in a de-escalation direction. We're moving in an escalation direction.
Division.
Israel's bombing southern Gaza, or about to start to bomb southern Gaza as well. Those people have nowhere to go. All the Arabs are enraged. And there's now a rumor, I'd like your reaction to this, that there's going to be a day in America, a coordinated terrorism attacks on, I think, over 24 cities across the United States. Have you heard any chatter on that you can share?
We have heard exactly that. We have heard those same wants and their goals. Now, how far they are, prepped for to be able to do that, we're not quite sure yet, but, you know, we're still working that angle. I saw a video the other day that showed the Palestinians in Gaza watching a projected video of the Hamas going in and attacking and doing all things, and they were rooting it on. This was like open Palestinian viewing and Hamas viewing of all of these videos that they were putting of Hamas going in and attacking.
Like theater night or something?
Yeah, exactly, just like theater night. And people are like, oh, they're poor innocent people that are being killed there and stuff. Well, I'm not, I would rather it be utopian, no weapons, no nothing, have to worry about, have peace and all that, but that's delusional. In the end, God's got this, but he doesn't want us to stand around with our head in the sand either. We need to do what we need to do. We need to pray. We need to gather up our communities, our individual community. Who's in your community? Who's teaching your kids? Who's running the...
drag queens are.
Absolutely. So why are you not doing something about, you know, I say individuals that are not doing something about their communities to strengthen that and fight harder? Some are, but a lot of them are not.
Well, there is a lot of awakening taking place. I mean, this war in the Middle East right now, if you can call it that, this is like a GoPro war. I mean, everybody's wearing cameras. And even in Russia and Ukraine, a lot of people are wearing cameras. Like the world is seeing in near real time now soldiers and rocket strikes and bomb strikes like we've never seen it before. It's like the whole world is watching a reality show, but it's not fake. I mean, people are dying all the time in all these areas.
Yeah, I just got intel on hypersonic missiles that have been made over to Iran that are getting ready to be utilized.
Oh, yeah, we covered that.
Yeah, terrible, terrible situation. And, you know, that's it, those things that where they're being supported to fight in that manner. We actually watched one Hamas die, another Hamas die, and another guy, Hamas, come in and pick up his camera off his dead body and put it on and continue to go video with his camera off of his body.
Like camera before ammo?
Yeah, what is that? Camera before ammo or something like that.
Okay. In the few minutes we have left, I want to bring you back to the domestic situation in the United States. If there is this coordinated terrorist attack on U.S. cities, which I know the FBI has been warning about that, but you know, half the time I think the FBI is running those attacks.
You're but, not far from that, I believe.
Yeah. But in this case, the FBI, I mean, surely there are outraged people from the Middle East, from Arabic nations that are in the United States. Some of them may, you know, cross a tipping point and decide to do something. If all they do is throw a few Molotov cocktails around, like, that's not a big deal. But if they start bombing infrastructure, that's a big deal. Do they have capabilities like that?
Yes, yeah, they would definitely have capabilities like that. People don't want to think that these groups have weaponry and stuff like that. Let me tell you what, they're probably very well outfitted, very well. You know, we try to stay up to speed on our move, shoot, communicate, medicate, just like the satellite push-to-talks that we got, you know, between you and the satellite phone store and them using them. They were such a drastic uptick in our communication scenario and the things that we were dealing with that. And then our guys, our medics, training other people to prepare. The best thing I can say is back to your community. If you have a community or a neighborhood in the large cities, then you need to prepare. Don't live in fear. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared. You know, pay attention to what you're doing and make that decision to have a plan, a family plan, a neighborhood plan, a community plan. So if something goes south, everybody's helping each other to be safe, protected. Where do the children go? How does the EMS, how do they respond? Be in communication with them. How can you help them?
Yep.
The law enforcement, same thing. You know, be a help, not a vigilante group running around in chaos, creating more problems.
Good point, good point. And you mentioned the satellite phones or the push-to-talk satellite radios that you use. Thanks for bringing that up. The satellite phone store has donated quite a bit of gear to you and your team. You use the bivvy sticks and the PTT radios that are satellite and some sat phones, correct?
That is correct. And it comes in very handy, especially like just down on the border like that. A lot of our guys' phones don't work. And we're trying to move down on each day down and clear the island so the engineers can come down and work. So it was easier for me to use the sat communications and talk and be able to do that than it was to try to find a different area to try to call on our cell phones or if our radios weren't pushing out, our regular radios weren't pushing out.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then we use the sat push-to-talks as inter-team communications.
That makes sense because you always have a view of the sky. So
that's correct.
Did they work reliably?
100%.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Never had any issues where if we had our regular radios that we were talking, might be getting out, might not be getting out at some points, depending on where you were on the island. The push-to-talk satellite phones, no problem. Key up and pass on our information.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, let me give a plug for them.
Yes.
Then thank them for their donations. It's Satellite Phone Store is at SAT123.com. SAT123.com. They have the push-to-talk satellite radios. They have the bivy sticks, which are two-way satellite text messaging. And, of course, they have satellite phones. And thank you, by the way, for, you know, putting that gear to use. I know that Tina arranged for quite a good supply of gear for your team. And they're using that to help protect America's borders.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just let Tina know now that as things probably get in a more sticky situation, we will probably be moving these satellite comms to our individual families within the team so that we can communicate with our loved ones in case of emergency contacts. And of course, you know, we're going to pass off information to those individuals so they can reach out to Tina about purchasing their own stuff.
Right.
Know, to be
right.
Able to do stuff.
All right, well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today here, and thank you also for your efforts to help secure the borders of Texas, not just the United States, but especially the state of Texas. In fact, I think Texas at this point would do a better job without federal involvement because the feds are always lifting the fences and cutting the barbed wire, right?
Yeah, why are we fighting against our own agencies in a joint agency operation? Is ridiculous. There's no way that this should be happening. Yes, loss of life. I believe life is more important than anything. If somebody's dying in the river, you should save them, pull them out. But that doesn't mean let 3,000 of them unvetted into the country.
That's right. No, that doesn't help anybody, especially with the victims of all the violent crimes carried out by the illegals, some of whom are engaged in crimes against children.
Absolutely.
As well. All right. Well, thank you for your time today, sir.
Yes, sir. Mike, it's always good to see you. Y'all have a blessed day and a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. You as well. Take care.
Yes, sir.
If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got Super Anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties. And that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well, of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.